This is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig.
Yesterday, we explored how devastating summer floods in the western part of Germany changed the course of the nation's general election, which wrapped up. Today, we're taking you to a vineyard high in the hills of the Ahr Valley to meet a winemaker who, despite suffering huge losses to his business during the floods, has found a way to make the best of a bad situation.
I'm Peter Kriechel from Winery Peter Kriechel. I'm also the president from the group Ahr Wein. It's every winemaker here at Ahr.
We're standing at the moment in part of your vineyard that's been destroyed by the floods. Just looking around, the vines have been cut down. There's really nothing, there's not a whole lot left. So just tell me what happened to your vineyards during the floods.
Yeah, around 10% of our vineyards are completely destroyed by the flood. So the next vintage we get here is in 2026.
And what does that mean for your business? 10%, that's a lot.
That's a lot. And also, we miss the 10% also for the next 4 or 5 years. We are thinking so that the business here from Ahr have a damage around 400 million euros. On my winery, I think so around 4 million. That's the cost for rebuilding and also because everything is destroyed. Every machine is destroyed.
I mean, aside from the vines that are still viable, do you have any wines that you can sell?
So yes, we have sell the last weeks after the flood, our wines as flood wine. The last marketing and also it's wonderful for us and for our wine region here.
Flood wine, or flood wine in English, was a way to make use of thousands of bottles of wine that would otherwise have gone to waste after the floods. The bottles have been sold online as is, covered in dried mud with labels that are no longer able to read. It's a marketing dream for the wine producers of the region. The campaign sold more than 175,000 bottles from local vineyards and raised more than $5 million. As Peter told us, many of these wineries had grapevines that were weeks away from harvest when the flood struck in mid-July. This campaign, then, has been a way to salvage something from the rubble. All the proceeds raised from online sales will go toward rebuilding vineyard infrastructure on many of these family-run businesses, while also supporting the local restaurant and tourism sectors vital to the Ahr Valley.
My name is Daniel Koller, and I'm one of the initiators of Flutwein.
How did you guys get the idea for flood wine?
Yeah, well, basically, we found the vines in the cellar of Linda Kleber, my auntie. And probably you see a bottle like this when it's found under the ground in a ship. And we wanted to use this as a statement of solidarity, unifying 50 different labels with the mud and the floodings they got all hit with.
And it's been very successful. You've raised millions of euro. Did you sell every bottle that you set out to sell?
We sold heaps of bottles. I think the most important number is not the 4.5 million euros we raised with this campaign. It's more the donators behind. No? Because in the end, we achieved 1% of the total damage for the wine industry. But 47,500 new clients and people who never tried, never tasted an Ahr wine. And this is great. This gives hope for the region.
And where does the money that you've raised go? How will you use it now?
Yeah, the money goes to an NGO, which is called Ahr, a Wine Region Needs Help for Rebuilding, e.V. It is an NGO we founded within days. With the money, we will help for the rebuilding. This could be by helping out winemakers who struggle to get money for buying machines and so on. This could also be building up this region on a touristic way to focus on next year and the years later, selling the vintage 2021. The valley lives from wine and the tourists who come for the wine or for the wine views.